Hi there, happy Monday, and welcome to your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and I'm super excited today because this is a fun topic, but a one that we can learn from and grow from. So I really need your participation. I need you to dial in. Once I announce the question, I'll explain it a little, but start dialing right away because I think this is going to be very popular. We've done this a couple years ago, and it was 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Are you a night owl or an early riser? Do you stay up late at night? Do you get up super early before the rest of the household gets up? Would you call in and tell us what it feels like to be a night owl or an early riser, what you get done during that time? Have you always been that way? Did it change after you had children? Did something make it shift? Maybe the pandemic. I'd love to hear from you. So 833-288-EWTN. Please call in if you're a night owl or an early riser and you want to talk about it because you'll see how this weighs into our spiritual lives. So please don't sit this out on this beautiful Monday. I truly need your help. I say it every time, and I'll say it again today. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening to Take Two, it's a beautiful, friendly platform where we come together and we share our experiences of life, and then we move along, and at the end of this brief hour, we're a little bit changed, hopefully a little bit closer to God. Today, we have a special treat. We have Ace McKay at the controls. We have Rich Jackson Jesse on the phone. So hello, Rich. He's ready to go on those phones. We're ready to say hello to you. Pedro is on social media, so I'm waving to everybody on social media. Get your chats going. Tell us if you're a night owl or an early riser and what you get done during that time. Now, my mother used to always say nothing good happens after 10 o'clock at night. Is that true? If you're a night owl, is that true? I really want to know. Remember, we cover the good, the bad, and the ugly here on Take Two. We don't hold anything back. We have those real raw discussions so we can really learn and grow together. So are you a night owl or are you an early riser? Please join us with this discussion. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. You can always email us at take2@ewtn.com. You can also go on our website, take2show.com. And the prayer wall is there functioning 24 hours a day. You could also send your comments in on the Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. So please like us there. You can also find my Facebook page at Debbie Giorgiani. So if you want to follow there, I post things after the show. Today, I'm going to actually post on Mother Teresa, St. Teresa of Calcutta. She's one of our powerhouse saints that we pray to before every single show. Today is her birthday. 1910, she was born. Today is her birthday, but she actually celebrated the day after her birthday. That was the day she was baptized. So today is her actual birthday. Tomorrow is her baptismal day, but she celebrated that as her birthday. So we just absolutely love Mother Teresa. And I just wanted to let our listeners know that. But today, actually, the saint of the day is the feast of Our Lady of Częstochowa. And so very, very important feast day of Our Lady, and I just love it. Okay, well, phone lines are starting to light up. Are you a night owl or an early riser? I'm already getting comments saying, what are you, Debbie? Well, actually, I was always a night owl, always. I loved looking at the moon. I just did. So did my mother. It's really interesting. But then after I had children, I became an early riser. Can you guys relate to that who have kids when you had to get up at 2 and 3 in the morning for feedings? So then I became an early riser. So I don't know what I am anymore, really. I don't know because I don't really sleep very much. So yeah, I can do both. excuse me. But I do agree that early riser, you can get up before everybody else is up, and you can get your prayer regimen in. You can get your prayer routine in. And I love that because it's super quiet. And that's a beautiful time if you're an early riser. If you're a night owl, you can get stuff done. You know, if you have homework or if you have things to do, you have to read something important and you need that quiet time, that can really help if you're a night owl. But here's the thing, folks. You know, I have to tell you that I do agree with what my late mom, Connie, used to say, that nothing really good happens after 10 o'clock at night, because it is a kind of proven with what we see about people that go on to the internet late at night. They can kind of get into trouble. And so that's a problem, because boredom sets in, because no one is awake. Everybody's sound asleep. And, you know, the really good restorative, reparative sleep happens between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. So we really should be in bed resting. You know, when the sun goes down, we really should, if we can, try to be in bed resting to repair all of our organs and our body, so we can rest, so we can start the next day. So there's a lot to be said about all of this topic of early risers and night owls. I do know that a lot of athletes, I understand that a lot of professional athletes tend to get up super early in the morning, like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. If you were an athlete in college, maybe you could weigh in and say and tell us if that is true. We'd like to know. So please call in. Don't sit this out. Don't be just entertained by the program. Please participate, because that's how we really have a great, robust discussion at 833-288-3986. Simple question, but you'll see how it weaves into our spiritual lives. Are you a night owl or an early riser? I really need your help. So fill up those last open phone lines and let's make this a great discussion on this beautiful Monday. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Every day is an important day. We're alive, we're breathing, we can make a difference in the world, and it's important that we show up in a big way. So I need your help. I need your company. We've got Rich on the phones. He's doing a great job. So please dial in 833-288-3986. If you missed the spirit world on Saturday, please catch it on the archives of EWTN.com, because it was a really good show on Is the End Really Near, about all this apocalyptic stuff floating all over the internet. Talking about the internet, that's another thing. People do go up and down the internet to find something interesting, and they find this kind of stuff, and it leaves them with a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety. So if you miss the program, catch it in the archive section. Okay, you hear the music. Ace is right on cue. I really need you to weigh in on this. Early riser, night owl, call in 833-288-3986. Okay, I'm asking the question today, are you an early riser or a night owl? I really need you to weigh in on this. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We're very friendly, so it's very important that you do call in, because that's how this show works the best, when we are live and you are getting your calls, and we take a lot of your calls so we can learn and grow together as the mystical body of Christ. I wanted to share with you real quickly, Christina, I'm getting to you first in Parma, Ohio, so hold on for just another 15 seconds. I wanted to share Mother Angelica's Keys to the Interior Life. In this beautiful collection, Mother Angelica teaches how to truly love and forgive amidst life's many challenges. She provides guidance on how to live Catholicism in the modern world and grow in your personal relationship with God. Mother Angelica's Keys to the Interior Life, available now. Buy Catholic, shop EWTNRC.com. So just remember that, guys. Mother Angelica's Keys to the Interior Life. Okay, let's go. We have room for you if you'd like to dial in and just speak to Rich, and he'll put you on hold. You get to listen live. We'd really like you to join the conversation. Just tell us if you're an early riser, a night owl, what happens during that time, how productive is it for you, have you always been that way? I was talking to Ace McKay before we came back from the break, and he was saying that, you know, it's very interesting. If you have someone in the family who is an early riser and the rest are night owls, and then, you know, it's kind of, you're kind of flip-flopping with all this this noise, right? Like it's quiet, not quiet, quiet, not quiet, because everybody's on different schedules. It's very interesting. And I find that too, when I was raising the kids and the kids were in the home, it's just, you kind of wish everybody was an early riser or everybody was a night owl, but when you had everybody in between and all every which way, it lent for a lot of chaos. So that's interesting, and I love it though. Noise is good. Good noise, joyful noise in the home. Please fill up those last phone lines, 833-288-EWTN. Okay, now to Christina in Parma, Ohio, listening on The Rock. Hi, Christina. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I am definitely a night owl. Mm-hmm. I worked in hospitals for majority of my adult life, and I find that third shift is best for me. I'm having a really hard time hearing anything, so I'm hoping that you can hear me.
Oh, yes, we can hear you perfectly. Go right ahead.
Things I liked pre-COVID, because I have sensitivities to light and sound and things like that. I love third shift. I was very productive. Thank God for Walmart superstores that stayed open till all night. Mm-hmm. But now after COVID, it's become harder for getting shopping done and things like that.
Right.
Any other questions? I don't know.
No, that's interesting. Do you, does it feel sometimes, do you like that quiet being at late at night, or does it kind of feel a little eerie, or what?
I have more time to sit and read and spend time with the Lord, and then I have more time for myself as well, but I also don't have little children anymore. Sure. My son's 30.
right. Yeah. You know, I agree with you, Christina. The one thing that happens to me, and tell me if this happens to you, being a night owl, do you feel like sometimes like the time just, before you know it, it's like 11:30, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and you're like, oh my goodness, where did the time go?
Usually at night, I have all of my activities planned per what I want to do for that evening. If it's a work day, I get up around 6, I'm at work by 7, I'm out by 7:30 in the morning. The odd change that I found is the last year, mm-hmm. I turned into a day shifter. Mm. I do not like it. I feel like I have no time for anything, and I'm rushing to everything all the time.
Right. So your schedule shifted, and your body's kind of catching up with it.
It's completely different. Yeah. It's completely different being a day shifter, because it's a lot more active, a lot more going on, and it seems like the time is just flying by so fast, and there's so much to get done, mm-hmm. because you're awake now when everyone else is, so they have more expectations on you, so you have more to do. Whereas mm-hmm. at night, everyone's sleeping. They know your third shift. They don't bother you as much. And then you can go visit them when you want and then come home when you want. And it's more of a scheduled activity instead of, oh, can you, by the way, hey, on this day I feel like I'm being pulled 5 directions on day shift.
Right. So, okay, if I hear you correctly, when you're working during the daylight hours, more is expected of you, correct?
Definitely. And that's only been the last year, from last September to now. And I actually have a request in to get back in the night shift again, because that is my happy place.
Your happy place, yeah. You know, I can picture.
School is open 24/7. You just need a code to get in.
Yeah, that's true. Well, God bless you, Christina. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's an interesting perspective, and I agree with you. Yeah, it's very cool. Thank you so much for what you do, Christina, and thank you for being first up here on Take Two. Okay, Christina's going to free that phone line just for you at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. All you have to do is answer the question, are you an early riser or a night owl? Let's hear what Sherry has to say. Jamestown, North Dakota, listening on our friends at Real Presence Radio. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Go right ahead.
Yes, I am actually one of those night owl people.
Oh,
I was listening to you, and my mother was a night owl, and so I don't know if it's inherited or mm-hmm. what, but I love the night. I'm not a morning person. the nighttime for me, it's like, I feel like the world is mine at night. Now, I don't go out. Like, I have gone out, like, shopping when stores used to be open, you know, all night long. And I just felt like I had the store to myself. To me, peace for me is at night. That's when I find my quiet. I even go for walks sometimes at night, you know, carefully. But yeah, so in the morning, I'm just not with it. Sometimes I have a hard time dealing with morning people because I'm a night person. So I may go to bed sometimes at 1 or 2. I just find that nighttime when everybody's sleeping and the world is asleep to kind of have my time, you know, my peace. That's my peace. Yeah. I love to wake up in the morning and look at nature and trees and sunshine and flowers. But as far as being a people person in the morning, I'm not really a people person in the morning.
Interesting.
But at night I could. Yeah. I could visit, you know.
Yeah, that's really cool. So do you like looking at the moon, too? I'm just curious, because you said your mom was a night owl. So was my mom. And so it's interesting. My we both like the moon. Do you like the moon?
I do. I love to look at the moon and the stars and stuff at night. So I really enjoy, you know, the night stuff. I just find it peaceful, you know, even just sitting on your deck. And looking up at the sky and the stars and, you know, and your neighborhood is quiet and everybody's sleeping. And so that's kind of my time. And then I do find it easier if I can sleep in until, and I'm lucky because I'm self-employed. So I can get up at 10 or 11 and then work my hours during the day. Whereas I know other people do have to get up and they do have to go to bed at 10, you know, or 10:30 because they have jobs to go to in the morning. So yeah, if I'm woken up like at 7 or 8, I just feel off for the rest of the day.
Really? Okay. So now I need to ask you this because I studied this in college about sleep and the sleep patterns and how the body works. You know, they say the most reparative, restorative sleep is between 10 PM and 2 AM. If you're going to bed at 1 in the morning, how is your health? Do you feel happy when you wake up?
Here's the thing, as long as I can get my sleep in the morning. So what I have read is that you really are supposed to sleep until your body naturally wakes up. We're really not supposed to wake up by alarms. That's just what I've read. And I agree with that. The problem that I find is that it's not my schedule or my being a night owl that's an issue. Right. It's when you're in a relationship with somebody who is not a night owl, and they're a morning person or vice versa, that's really something that you have to work out. If you're a night owl and you're dating a morning person, if they're confident within themselves, I think they're okay that you're awake and then they have their morning time and you have your night time. But then there's other people that want you to be with them, you know, all the time. And then that's where you have that issue of, So yeah, I think if you're a night owl, I don't know if you need to date a night owl or a morning person. I'm not sure how that works.
Wouldn't that be an interesting dating question? Are you an early riser or a night owl? And see if that, and that'll take you to the next date, right? But Sherry, let me ask you a question. Do you pray at night? Because I find that when I'm out, like when you were saying, sitting on the deck and looking at the moon and the stars, it just naturally leads me to God.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Everybody finds their peace, you know, at some point, either it's morning or afternoon or whatever, you know, whether it's in their living room, you know, reading a book or listening to some music, you know, I guess everybody has their moment that they feel that they have that connection, you know, with the Lord. And so with me, you know, like I said, it is evening. I feel too also that being a night owl, dating somebody who'd be a morning person would be better because then you would still get your night owl time, your peace time, you know.
Sure.
But if you have two night owls, you're both going to be trying to get peace at the same time.
Yeah, we're trying to get peace at the same time. Move over. I'm trying to get peace here in this room here, right? You know, but it's true, though, because most people will, like go out into the family room. And if you have two night owls, what are you going to do? Like, especially if you want to watch a movie late or something, what are you going to do if one says, well, I want to watch this, you know, until midnight, or I want to watch that? That could be a problem.
Yeah, I'm online a lot, too, as far as, like, I am kind of a creator. I'm not going to go into that. I'm a creator, so I find a lot of time at night to do things. I'm a very creative person, and I find a lot of times in the evening. happening when everybody's sleeping. So I can be creative, you know, with writing or
anything. Okay, so I have to stop you because you just jogged my memory. Did you know there's a study out for night owls that a lot of people, the research says that a lot of night owls tend to be creative, very creative and very intelligent. Have you ever heard of that study?
I haven't, but I think that's probably true. I think that's amazing because I am. I don't want to just go on and on, but so I was a singer-songwriter my whole life. I sang in bands for years. I sang in church. I sang for weddings. You know, I was a singer-songwriter, started writing at age 10. But I ended up becoming, you know, married and having children eventually and then turned into this night owl. But I also performed a lot in the evenings when I was singing and stuff with my bands for over, you know, 30 years, maybe 35 years even. So I was up late, you know, performing and singing, and that might be why I, you know, I am the way I am. But I'm very much a private person. I'm not, you know, I don't just go out. Like, I don't want to be a night owl that goes out late at night.
Yeah. You don't want to be like a cat that goes out there.
I'm quiet at home. Quiet at home night owl. Yeah. But I totally understand morning people. I'm just not a morning person, you know. And like you said, I have read too that you don't get, you know, enough sleep, it is not good for your health. I do know that. But I think if you're on a schedule where you're going to bed at 12:30 or 1, and you're, as long as your body is allowed to sleep till 10 or sleep until you wake up, that is when I feel the best. But if I'm with somebody and their alarm is going off at 7 or 8, and I went to bed at 1 or 1:30, I feel exhausted the next day. You know, so I my thing, and even in a relationship, is finding somebody who's going to let you have uninterrupted sleep.
So I didn't mean to jump in and get so excited at when you were talking about being creative, but when after you're done listening to the show, look up that research. All you have to do is maybe type in research on night owls being creative and intelligent. It comes up. It's pretty fascinating. I think you'll get a kick out of it, Sherry.
I will do that. And, you know, I've always said, gosh, I wish I had 3 more lives to live because I have books I want to write. I have more songs I want to sing. I have more businesses I want to open. I just can't get it all done in this lifetime. So I'm hoping. I don't know.
Well, ask your guardian angels to help you with that. You know, if you have more to do, the Lord does provide the opportunity, kind of slows down time so you can get things done and clears the path in ways. Ask your guardian angels to come in to help you with that because it does sound like you have more you want to add to this world. Way to go, Sherry. That was a great call. Thank you so much. I'm going to say hello to Josh, and Michelle is right behind Josh in San Antonio, Texas. And Josh is on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Josh. Welcome. I want to say hello, but then we're going to hit the pause button. So hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Good, good. So I understand you're a morning person.
Yeah, I wasn't always that way, though. I became a morning person when I joined the military.
Oh, you were forced to get up. Okay.
Yeah, it's a forced routine. And, you know, I know my wife, she's not a morning person. And, but yeah, I don't know, I think that, it's a trained behavior, you know, becoming a morning person or a nighttime person, it's all learned behavior. So you get enough times, just get used to it, you know, and yeah, it was, but for me, it was forced. And ever since then, I enjoy waking up in the morning. I got, you know, 4 little ones and, we don't get a lot of time to ourselves, you know, but a lot of times I do want to, you know, take a little time to myself, and I usually find my peace in the morning, you know, just whether it's sitting outside or drinking a cup of coffee. Most times I like just having a little bit of peace, even if it's about 10 minutes.
Sure, sure. And, okay, Josh, I got to ask you a couple questions. If you can just hold through the break, please. I've got to ask you questions about your wife being a night owl and you being now an early riser because of the military. There's room for you to jump in on this discussion. When we come back, we'll speak with Josh and Michelle in Orange County, California, and hopefully you at 833-288-EWTN. Just answer the question, early riser or night owl? We'll be right back. OK, Okay, there's still plenty of time for you to get in on this great discussion of being an early riser or a night owl. We're learning, we're growing together as the body of Christ. That's why I love, love, love this show. Michelle, hang on, and the others. We're getting back with Josh in San Antonio, Texas, who became an early riser due to the military structure, you know, getting up early, training, and doing the work and being in the military. What branch, Josh, what branch were you in?
I was in the Army.
You were in the Army. Okay. And so now you have little ones. Now I have to ask you this question. I thank you for your service, by the way, sir. So I want you, so you have little ones and you're still an early riser. You like that peaceful time. You said your wife is a night owl. Is there any problems there with that happening, with one staying up late at night and one getting up super early, or does it work for the family?
Well, I mean, it works out pretty well. I mean, we, normally, like on Sundays, getting ready for church and everything, I normally get all the kids ready, and I try to give my wife as much time as she needs to collect herself before I actually decide to get her up. Now, sometimes I may get up a little later than normal, and we'll kind of rush, like, hey, honey, hour and a half, start getting up for church. You know, and sometimes I have to give it an extra nudge, like, honey, we're going to miss church, come on! You know, and, Actually, the worst, the funniest one was our honeymoon. We got married on September 15th, so our anniversary is coming up pretty soon. And the next day, we went to a hotel. I don't remember. It was here. It's one of the nicest hotels here in San Antonio on the northwest side. I don't remember what it's called, but we had a we had an Uber come pick us up, and our plane was going to leave at like 5 in the morning. And we didn't go to bed till about 1 in the morning.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
Yeah, I got up. My alarms were going off. I got up and I was like, honey, we're good. It's like, honey, I need to get up. She was just not unresponsive. I was like, honey, if you don't get up, we're going to miss our flight. And she got up like, okay, crap, I'm getting up. I was like, all right. You know, that, you know, we were both just miserable, exhausted,
right.
Get on the plane, you know, starving. And we had two flights to go to Florida to get on the cruise ship to the Bahamas. So we didn't get to eat until we got to Florida. So it was pretty miserable day, but for the most part, most times, it's pretty normal. If, you know, we work through it pretty well.
Yeah.
With me, it works out pretty well for her, because me being an early bird, I get up in the morning, I feel energetic, even if I don't get enough sleep. My normal sleep schedule is about 5-6 hours a day, and I do pretty well with that, and I'll get up, and if I don't have to work Saturdays, it works out really well for her, because I'll just let her sleep until she's ready to get up. I don't bother her. I don't let the kids bother her. I let her get her time, you know, and she's pregnant right now, so it's even more important for her to get her sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I try to give, when I can, I try to give her that time to herself, you know. And, like, the biggest issue we have probably, and this may go for a lot of, this may speak for a lot of people out there, is, you know, sometimes even when we're by ourselves in our bedroom, just kind of chilling, I see both of ourselves drowning in social media on our phones. So I've been trying to limit myself to how much I actually look. Because honestly, a lot of times now, social media shows me some really bad stuff. And I'll just be swiping through the reels on Facebook or something, and I'll find myself seeing these ads or these terrible things I shouldn't be seeing, and I have to just cut myself off from it. So I've had to start making a rule that if I see one bad thing on Facebook, I'm put the phone down for so many hours, like an hour or 2 hours, because it's just, you know, you see that stuff enough times, even as a good-hearted person, your mind gets pulled into this bad place, or, you know, because temptations exist everywhere, and lust exists in many different forms.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, Josh. You said it so beautifully, and I'm glad you did. And I hope everybody's listening, because that's what I was talking about, what happens late at night when you just start scrolling and swiping through, and all these images start coming up, or ads, or even posts or blogs or this or that. It's so much of it is garbage, and it gets, you know, we view it, and now you can't erase it. It's in your mind, and now you're trying to go to sleep, and we're really supposed to be in a peaceful state. We're really supposed to be in a calm place, you know, where we've done a good day's work, you know, we've served the Lord, and we're supposed to be able to move into the next day. And yet this stuff is in our minds. I couldn't agree with you more. I love that you made a kind of like a rule, like, you know, you're going to guard your eyes. If I see one thing, I'm done. I totally agree with you. I'm right with you. I have to say, Josh, as you were describing, you sound like a terrific husband and father. So God bless you and that new baby that's coming into the world and expanding your family even more. That's wonderful. Thank you again for your military service. And I love your sense of humor. You got a good sense of humor, Josh.
Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. Call us again, please. That was a great call from Josh in San Antonio, Texas. Josh is going to free the phone line there. If you'd like to jump in and share if you're an early riser or a night owl, you make some comments, some really important comments like Josh made about the experience of being a night owl and then an early riser. Absolutely, that peaceful time in the morning when it's very quiet, you can get all your prayer time in. They say, you know, I said the research about night owls, you're creative and intelligent. Also, in the morning, those that wake up early, your productive time, all of our productive time, the best time well spent is about 8-9 o'clock in the morning. So you get a lot of stuff done early at 9 o'clock in the morning. So that's very important. So let's talk about it. We'll see how it weaves into our spirituality. I do know a lot of men that get up at 3:30 in the morning and they spend 1 hour in prayer. Some, they have turned their closets, they have a walk-in closet, into a prayer room, and they shut the closet door, they shut the world out, and they pray for 1 hour. I know a lot of men that do that. They learned it in a group, a men's group, and they continue to do it to this day, and it's been very beneficial for them. Do you do that? Do you get up early in the morning and set aside, you know, maybe you get that cup of coffee, or maybe you don't. You maybe just get a glass of water, and you start right away into prayer, giving God the first fruits. Is that you? Would you call in and tell us, and how is that working for you spiritually? 833-288-EWTN. You still have plenty of time to get in. 833-288-3986. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Michelle in Orange County, California, on the EWTN app. You get our virtual patience award today, Michelle. You did a great job waiting. Thank you, and welcome to Take Two.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
I wanted to let you know that you are on my prayer list, and you're attached to my rosary every day also.
Thank you. I love you, Michelle. Thank you so very much.
Well, we love you. Aww. You and Gary and Adam and the whole EWTN family and Ave Maria. Mm-hmm. You know, we couldn't get closer and deeper in our faith without all of you guys. And of course, you're under attack. You know, you're doing so much good in the world. So thank you.
Thank you.
But I'm an early riser, and I've always been an early riser. My parents would talk to me about, they would tell me a story of, where's Michelle at 5 years old? There she is in bed. And, you know, for the night, I would just put myself to bed. And I've always been an early riser. And I think it worked out really good for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I'm sorry, Debbie, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, we can hear you perfectly. Go right ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. I've always been an early riser. I wake up probably around 5-ish. I have a litany of prayers that I do. I exercise to prayers. And in Proverbs, I think it's in Proverbs, they have, you know, the wife wakes up early and opens the windows and gets ready for the day. And I've always kind of been like that. And through the night, since I do go to bed earlier, Father God usually wakes me up around 3 in the morning to pray the Divine Mercy and to pray for souls. Always, you know, through the night, I'll get waken up and you know, at different times during the night, and I'll just break into prayer, and it's just such a gift he gives us to be able to wake up to him and to prayer and to just, you know, having his arms wrapped around us. It's just awesome, amazing, just awesome.
So
I am...
wait, Michelle, I got to ask you a question. So you were always an early riser since a little toddler?
Since a little kid, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I would, 5 o'clock, parents are like, 6 o'clock for dinner. Where's Michelle? Well, she's in bed. She's going to sleep for the night.
You were like a perfect child.
Well, I don't know about that, but thank you. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Wow. That's amazing. So, when you're having this prayer time very early in the morning, can you give us any idea of the spiritual effects it's had on you long-term? And the reason why I say that is because I think that these habits, these routines are very important when we stay with them. We know from the saints, they stayed with their patterns throughout their entire life. And so they spiritually advanced very quickly. We know that from Padre Pio. Could you share with us what it has done with your long-term with your spiritual life?
I came into the church in 2005, after a really bad divorce, and I was never baptized, or I didn't even know the Lord. So I did come in, and I came in. He gave me so much grace and so much love for him that I have been a prayer warrior. I know that's one of my gifts. Mm-hmm. And, every morning, it just starts the day off. It's so much peace. And I pray for my godmother. I pray for anybody who needs prayers for my family. I have, 8 grandchildren and 2 daughters and their families. And so there's a lot to pray for. My parents are still alive also. I have recently retired and I'm actually helping them. My dad's mm-hmm. 96 and my mom's 85.
Okay.
So pray for them mm-hmm. and pray that they know the Lord too. So if you could write them in your prayer book,
I was just pulling out the prayer book. Okay, Michelle, can you give us their first names?
And it's going to be Bill and Alma.
Bill and Alma. Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow.
And I think that's why God gives me this time with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Let me, so one other thing I want to ask you, what advice would you give early risers to make the most of that incredibly peaceful time before everyone else wakes up? I know we heard from Josh and the others sharing their routine is in the morning, but other than grabbing a cup of coffee and maybe just, reading the news or whatever, what would you suggest would be the best way, the best use of that time? From 3 a.m. to like 6 a.m.?
Usually it's about 5.
Okay.
Special circumstances, Father wakes me up at 3.
Okay.
Usually at 5. I wake up. I have on my phone reminders, and they're every prayer that I'm going to say. And you do the sign of the cross before every prayer, because that alone is a sign of the cross, mm-hmm. is a prayer. Mm-hmm. And I pray my whole litany of prayers, and it's easier for me to pray it heartfeltly first thing in the morning. Everything else is out of my head. The only thing I'm thinking of is Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Holy Family, the Blessed Mama Mary, and that's the best time for me, because the day gets so busy.
Right.
It's so busy. So that would, I would put reminders on your phone, because when evil is attacking, you forget your prayers, unfortunately, but I have them right there where I can read them very heartfeltly, every one of them mm-hmm. on my reminders every day.
Okay, I love that. See, that is interesting. I knew there was more you needed to share with all of us. Put reminders on your phone. Very good. Very good. Okay, I love that. I just made a note of that. That is excellent. Michelle, you're awesome. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. And thank you for, we put your folks on the prayer list. I put you on the prayer list and any other intentions you have. But thank you for praying for me and all the Take-Two family. I really appreciate it, Michelle.
God bless you, Debbie, and everything that you do.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a beautiful day in beautiful Orange County, California. I love Orange County. Gorgeous area of the country. Okay, let's hear what Jeff in Lancaster, Pennsylvania on Sirius XM 130 has to say. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Debbie. Good morning.
Good morning. Go right ahead, sir.
So me and my wife, who've been married about 42 years, every morning we get up. First thing in the morning, we sit down together and we read the Bible. And I'll tell you what, we don't have to work at loving each other. We don't even know what divorce is or why. We don't have any secrets for loving each other and having fun. But if I got to tell you what I think, when you get together in the morning and we say, oh, Lord, open up our hearts and our minds to your word. And then we read the Bible. Mm-hmm. And I mean, from Genesis right through Revelation. And we've done it so many times over the 40 years. It's amazing how new it seems. Because not that the word changes, although it's living, but we change. So we went from being single to being parents to now to being grandparents. And it's just so rich. But when you... you know, discipline, like you mentioned with Father Padre Pio and others, mm-hmm. and even in the secular world, when you are, discipline equals freedom, and it trains you. And you know, we're going to be trained either by the world or by the Spirit. And I just got to tell you that it's absolutely, positively the thing that we love the most. How you start the day is usually how you go through it and finish it. So it's just a great foundation. And I'm thankful for it.
So I wanted to ask you a couple questions. That it's absolutely brilliant to wake up and to read the living word of God. Now, do you read it out loud? Do you take turns who reads it? Do you always read it? You said from Genesis all the way through, because it is one book. Can you give us kind of the details of how you set it up? Do you take turns?
Loud. But I got to tell you, not that we've ever thought about that. Now that you mention it, but I read it out loud, okay. And Colleen listens.
Okay, so you're always the one reading, Jeff?
I am, but you know, I honest to God, I never thought about it until you just brought it up. Maybe we'll switch off.
No, if it's working for you, keep it that way. No, that's great. Keep it that way. I just want to know the details, because I'm the one who gets the emails after the show that says, well, how does Jeff do it? Can you tell us how he does it exactly? So I'm just trying to get the details for the Take-Two family. But no, that's brilliant. The living word of God out loud is brilliant because it has healing properties and healing powers. Were you aware of that? I'm sure you were already.
Well, I got to tell you, I wasn't really aware in that way, but it's very difficult to develop a supernatural relationship with your Creator without being keenly aware of it. And I happen to be someone who's been blessed abundantly with constellations. And my body literally, you know, gets goosebumps. And I mean, I can sense the Holy Spirit's presence. Mm-hmm. And I think it's part of the discipline and the ritual of it has made faith the most important thing to us, and not something that's compartmentalized into every Sunday we go. It's everything. It's my entire life. It doesn't fit in my life. It is my life.
Right.
And I know that that's a gift. I know it's rare. I try to share it with everybody. I don't know why I'm so lucky, but it's God first. This world is passing. I'm thrilled to be here. I'll do whatever God requests. I'm thankful in all circumstances, and they're not all good. But I've learned that when things go sour, get broken, unexpected, tragic, I just know it's God's plan. And I'm not God. That's part of the beauty of faith. He's got it. You know, we're doing this surrender novena. It 10 times after the 9-day novena, you say, Lord Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that when I say that, anything goes on in the day, I say that, and I just feel like the weight's been taken off my shoulders.
Me too. I say the same thing. I thank God for Father Delindo Rotolo. Amazing, amazing person, a holy person of God. Because I'll tell you what, that surrender novena is an absolute spiritual game changer, and it does lift the weight that we feel of worry, anxiety, all sorts of things that can hit us in this world. When we surrender and let Jesus take the wheel, you're absolutely spot on, Jeff. I think what you're doing is absolutely spiritually brilliant. You and your wife coming together, putting God first, reading scripture out loud, doing it together. You reading scripture, I love that. It's powerful, very powerful. And as you were speaking, no joke, Jeff, you said you get goosebumps. I was getting, I could feel the Holy Spirit. And so there's a reason you called today. There's a reason you shared this. And there's definitely, I believe there's a reason somebody's listening and they're picking it up and they're going to start it in their marriage tomorrow. I feel it. And it could possibly save their marriage. Jeff, you're awesome. Keep doing what you're doing because you're walking the walk and talking the talk.
God bless you and your work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. Have a beautiful rest of your day in Pennsylvania, the great state of Pennsylvania. That's where my sister lives. I love Pennsylvania. Okay, we're going to go to, well, let me say hello to Dan because Dan's been waiting so long in, is it Burke, Virginia? Sirius XM 130? Did I get your city correct, Dan?
Yeah, Burke, Virginia.
Okay, hello. Welcome, sir. Go right ahead.
Good morning and good afternoon, or wherever you are.
Thank you. It's morning here. It's probably afternoon over there, right?
I guess you're in California? Or?
I'm in Arizona. So.
Oh, Arizona. Okay, well, that's pretty close.
There you go. But go right ahead.
But, yeah, thank you. Thank you for your ministry. Thank you for all you do. I listen to EWTN all the time. I'm early riser. I wake up around maybe 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning. I get my coffee, get breakfast, and then I do my prayer. Mm-hmm. Do my prayers. Read my Magnificat. I'm new to the Catholic faith. I just got confirmed this past Easter Vigil.
Congratulations. Welcome home.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to be home.
Mm-hmm.
Even before I became Catholic, I was always waking up early to read scripture and read the Bible. In the evening and also at dinner time, my family and I have a lovely wife and one son that is starting his second year at George Mason University.
Mm-hmm.
We will be our son reads scripture to us in the evening.
Wow.
And we also pray in the evening, you know, after dinner and also before bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
Together. So we're really active in church. They go to we're members over at a Baptist church. However, since I became a Catholic this past Easter Vigil, I now go to the Catholic Church.
Right, right.
The Mass. But to support them, I also go to their the Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
And we pray for each other. You know, and I guess my prayer for them mostly is that they would, that God will open their hearts and minds to the fact that the Eucharist is more than just a symbol.
Absolutely, Dan. Well, Dan, couple things. You're in Holy Mother Church, and you know that Jesus is truly, truly present in the Eucharist. And by you receiving the Eucharist, by you letting Christ radiate throughout you and to your family, Dan, walking the walk, talking the talk, like I just shared with Jeff, if you do that in a joy-filled manner, it's just going to spill over to your family and allow them to see to really get clarity and to see that they can work their way into Holy Mother Church as well. Dan, you're awesome. A great call. Thank you so much for sharing with us today, and welcome home again. Nick in Cleveland, Ohio, wanted to confirm that nothing good happens after a certain hour, as a police officer. Police officer confirms, that's Nick, wants to confirm that nothing good happens after a certain hour. I agree with you, Nick. That's what my mother always said. Okay, I want to thank the show team. Thank you, Ace and Rich and Pedro. Thank you so much. Social media was going strong. I couldn't even get to everybody, Wendy, Anne Marie, Timoteo, and the others, but I read all your comments. Tomorrow is Give Us Your Best Clean Joke. That's right. I'm going to be laughing the entire hour because you're going to be providing the humor. Okay, that's tomorrow. Thank you to the affiliates, and God bless you. Have a beautiful rest of your day. See you real soon.